堂听 class.com。
While medical science is working to extend lifespans almost indefinitely, there is a growing movement in some Western countries in favor of living wills and against life-prolonging treatment for the terminally ill. Many people are saying that it is not only the length of their life that matters, but the quality. People who suffer from terminal illnesses, and even some who live with degenerative diseases or in chronic pain,are demanding control over how and when their lives end. Some of them have watched as new technology and improved medical treatments have kept alive patients who formerly would have expired. But what is the quality of this extended life? It frequently comes at a high cost both financially and in terms of suffering. Some people have objected to having their family savings depleted,for what is at best a few months of life, which has, in their eyes, little value. The thought of spending their last days hooked up to machines with no physical mobility or freedom is not appealing to them, and the need for constant high-level doses of medicine further reduces the quality of their remaining days. Instead, many patients choose to let their lives terminate naturally.In hospices. Hospices provide care that is directed towards reducing suffering of terminal patients, rather than prolonging their lives. They are cheaper than traditional hospitals and seek to provide a pleasant, pain-free atmosphere for their patients. Other patients are signing living wills that stipulate that no extraordinary measures be taken to prolong the lives of their bodies if they are terminally injured. They fear that if an accident or illness robs them of their mental facilities, their bodies may be kept alive indefinitely by technology. Some of them have seen this done to their parents. They have decided that no matter what technology offers, they are not interested.While medical science is working to extend lifespans almost indefinitely, there is a growing movement in some Western countries in favor of living wills and against life-prolonging treatment for the terminally ill. Many people are saying that it is not only the length of their life that matters, but the quality. People who suffer from terminal illnesses, and even some who live with degenerative diseases or in chronic pain,are demanding control over how and when their lives end. Some of them have watched as new technology and improved medical treatments have kept alive patients who formerly would have expired. But what is the quality of this extended life? It frequently comes at a high cost both financially and in terms of suffering. Some people have objected to having their family savings depleted,for what is at best a few months of life, which has, in their eyes, little value. The thought of spending their last days hooked up to machines with no physical mobility or freedom is not appealing to them, and the need for constant high-level doses of medicine further reduces the quality of their remaining days. Instead, many patients choose to let their lives terminate naturally.In hospices. Hospices provide care that is directed towards reducing suffering of terminal patients, rather than prolonging their lives. They are cheaper than traditional hospitals and seek to provide a pleasant, pain-free atmosphere for their patients. Other patients are signing living wills that stipulate that no extraordinary measures be taken to prolong the lives of their bodies if they are terminally injured. They fear that if an accident or illness robs them of their mental facilities, their bodies may be kept alive indefinitely by technology. Some of them have seen this done to their parents. They have decided that no matter what technology offers, they are not interested.